I mean, this is the kind of language, you know, like build trust through authentic peer-to-peer messaging. This is language that I'm used to hearing from the advertising industry when they talk about working with influencers. But how unusual is it for the government to be recruiting influencers in this way?
I mean, this is where you reach people these days, right? And they do partner with like marketing organizations. So the Biden administration also did recruit influencers for its own public health campaign around the COVID-19 vaccine. So I remember one influencer did like a Q&A with Dr. Anthony Fauci. Remember that guy? Other influencers were just kind of encouraging people to get vaccinated. So,
all right. So this may be the future of marketing, even for the government.
Future and present, I would say.
And so the money for this comes from all the new ICE cash that Congress approved last year as part of the One Big Beautiful Bill, right?
Yeah, the budget just for ICE's enforcement and deportation activities alone tripled this summer. It's almost $30 billion now. And so that money can go towards everything from like modernizing deportation planes to, yeah, hiring more ICE officers and staff. Now, according to the Post, a Department of Homeland Security spokesperson did not dispute their reporting and actually said that she was thrilled to see the outlet highlighting their, quote, wildly successful ICE recruitment campaign. Now, a little update on where ICE is in their recruitment efforts. Earlier this month, the Department of Homeland Security said that their hiring push has shattered expectations, that they've hired 12,000 officers and agents in just about 4 months. So there used to be about 10,000 ICE workers, and there's now over 22,000 of them. And their priority is really doing this quickly.